a semester, the war has raged. Only three contestants remain. Now they must battle for the glory of cinema, the crown of Cinema Wars champion, and the title of Ultimate Cinema Warrior. With your host, DJ Ace, the final round of Cinema Wars begins right now! Welcome to the final round of Cinema Wars! I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I have the cream of the crop, the top of the gang. All three of these individuals have fought their way for 14 weeks of Cinema Wars to be here, to earn their spot in the final round. Cinema Wars is the entertainment talk show here on WMCO. I'm DJ Ace, and this is it. This is the end of the line, and it's going to be so much fun to discuss movies one last time, because this is actually the last Cinema War, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm graduating. Anyway, let's meet your finalists. We have Manda with 11 points.
What?
Yeah.
Woo.
Chris with 10.
You know why I'm here.
And Anna with 7.
Gotta love the underdog.
Yeah. All right, so this is the final round. So the question had to be grand and epic in scale. I wanted them to think about it real hard, so we're going to jump into it. The question is, who is the most versatile director? Because without the directors, there probably wouldn't be movies. It's definitely a difficult job, to be sure, bringing a vision to the big screen. So I thought it was only fitting to discuss that very topic. As mentioned before, this is the final round, so that means points no longer matter. There will be no bonus round, and this means there will only be one winner. One person will leave with the title. So the stakes are high, everybody.
I don't like steak.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so as per the tiebreaker round that happened earlier, Manda gets to go first, so Manda, let's talk directors. Who did you pick?
I picked Steven Spielberg.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, mm-hmm. Chris.
Amanda stole my pick.
Oh, no.
But thankfully, I have a backup in J.J. Abrams.
Good plan, good plan. All right. Good old J.J. All right, Anna, who you gunning with?
Well, my choice is going to irritate two of the people in this room.
I swear to God, if you say Michael Bay.
No, Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay. Oh, my God. Why?
I'm missing something here.
I know you are.
Oh, my God.
I hate you.
All right, those are the choices, so... For the last time, I get to say this. There's a lot of lasts on this show. Let's be real. It's the last Sin War. But
hopefully, I go out on top.
We're actually out of
as if.
But first, I forgot. We have to get your spiel. So you all get roughly a minute to give me your spiel. So starting with Manda.
All right. So when you think of Steven Spielberg, you think of big box office movies. That all of his movies have been out there. All of his movies have. Left an impact on a lot of people. I'm a big fan of cult movies, and he's made a lot of those. Some of the name off that he has done, he's done Indiana Jones, he's done War of the Worlds, he's done Catch Me If You Can, AI, Saving Private Ryan, which is like a non, like, no one will ever forget Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park, which is like my favorite, and so many other ones like E.T. and Jaws. And he's worked with so many actors. He's won a lot of awards. And he's just, I've listened to some of his speeches for colleges, graduations, and they're very, very inspirational. He's just a very, he get things done kind of guy. And it's just, you could tell it is his passion. He loves it. He sets high standards for everyone out there. His movies don't disappear. They're not one-hit wonders. They're something that, like, leaves a lifetime. So... Steven Spielberg is basically the box of imagination and a really good director, in my opinion.
All right, Chris, J.J. Abrams.
When people think of J.J. Abrams nowadays, they really only think of Star Trek, the remakes, and Star Wars Force Awakens. What they don't realize is his directing career goes back so much farther. And not only does he direct a lot of good movies, but he's a good television director, too. Directed series such as Alias and Lost. That was even before he came into the movie realm with Mission Impossible 3 getting into that sequel as well. So he does a lot of different things, moving across a lot of different genres. But the big thing that I really appreciate with J.J. Abrams is how he can direct both Star Trek and Star Wars and keep them different when he's trying to do relatively the same thing. And I really appreciate that he's not making them the same thing with what he's doing. So that, to me, makes him a lot more versatile than what he already was, because he's taking on two distinct space adventure film projects and making them into totally different things.
Cool. Anna?
All right, well, Alfred Hitchcock, love him or hate him, has been a revolutionary part of filmmaking, directing, that whole thing. If you take any film class, Chris and Aaron can attest to this, you will find a Hitchcock what? Hang on, I don't know what I just said. You, Hitchcock will be referenced. It's you can't go through any film class without having him brought up and referencing his movies. And it's just, everybody since then has so much respect for him that they've just taken what he's done and have just mimicked it in all sorts of ways. He's just done so much stuff. Yeah.
Okay. As I was alluding to earlier, this is the last time I get to say this, but for the last time, let them fight.
All right, so with Hitchcock, I have not taken any of these classes, but I have watched a lot of his films, and I have watched some like documentaries on him. You really don't know his work until after, I would say, Psycho, and then after Psycho, a lot of the stuff like that he's known for happened. So everything after, like before it, in my opinion, I mean, you guys taking classes, so I don't really know, but everything before was kind of like boring and wasn't really there.
And the other thing with Hitchcock, really, he is one of the greatest directors that will ever live.
Exactly.
But a lot of his work is the same. I don't really view him as more of a versatile guy. It's all just thrillers with different storylines. And I'm not sure if that really makes him that versatile of a director in the end, when all of his movies are really kind of based on the same genre. And he doesn't really branch out a whole lot from there.
Like space movies?
He's done more than space movies.
Sorry, that's all I can think of. Like, he did Star Trek and Star Wars. They made him different, but they're still in space.
He's still working on the movies part.
No, he's
still
he's
on the movies part.
Yeah, Hitchcock's got his thing that he does, but he does things in a way that it is different with each movie, essentially. Like, I'm literally taking a Hitchcock class right now. And just comparing all the different movies, like, he has his themes that he goes off of. He is sort of in the suspense, he's definitely in the suspense horror genre area. But with the way he films things, I don't even know how to, like, explain it. But, like, say, for example, with Psycho, which is probably one of the most known, he does things in a way which, the way he tells his stories is just, even if the stories themselves are the same, the ways in which he tells them are different throughout his work.
Do you have examples to back that up?
Well, to kind of go, like, I'm looking up, honestly, okay, I know the movies more than I know directors, so I just, like, looked up J.J. Like, I know, like, yeah, I'm sorry, but, like,
no, you're not.
I'm seeing a lot of TV shows that you said, but I'm also seeing, like, a lot, like, you said Hitchcock didn't, like, stray from different genres. Well, he has space, he has, like, horror, he has Mission Impossible, and I feel like he doesn't go really much off of, like, the action or horror kind of thing, is what I'm seeing. Like, it's a lot of different, like TV shows, but they all look like you have to like the same kind of genre to like his movies.
I can see that a little bit.
Yeah, but like when you're looking at, say, like Spielberg, mm-hmm. had a blank there for a minute. He's all like action films, basically. I don't know what other kind of things he's just. So I don't know how you say that.
Well, he has The Color Purple. He has E.T., which isn't like, I don't really see
it's
E.T.
adventure.
As, it's adventure, but
adventure,
it's not action
packed. Action adventure usually fall in the same
like,
category.
Fighting and punching the kids. No. I don't know. E.T. phone punch in the face. Oh my gosh, I'm
Amanda
sorry.
Amanda just punched the microphone, by the way.
I'm sorry.
We're getting special effects because Amanda's punching microphones over
Amanda's
here.
Very angry very about
I'm picturing
this
a fighting E.T. right
well,
now.
No, but like when you look at movie categories, you usually find action, adventure. They're in the same area. It's like action slash adventure. It's not like action, comedy, adventure. It's action and adventure. So he does stick to one area. It's the same thing that you said about Hitchcock was staying with the suspense and horror and stuff. Well, it's the same idea with Spielberg. He sticks with the whole action thing. And I think he just, that's it.
I am going to interrupt you there because this is going to sound terrible on my argument point. Better. But I'm going to back Manda up here.
Oh, gosh.
There is one movie in particular, and it's not the only one that he's done, that really sets him apart from the action adventure, Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Spielberg is the mastermind behind Schindler's List.
You know, I'm going to be that awkward person and say I've actually never seen Schindler's List.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so because, again, I don't know a lot of the directors in the movies, I have not seen Schindler's, but I definitely looked it up, like, and I was impressed by it. Like, it has won a lot of awards.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest World War II Holocaust movies of all time.
I've heard of it.
Rights.
It's on my watch list. It just hasn't happened yet.
Well, you need to watch it because it's really good. Going back to J.J. Abrams.
After, like, giving me a point. Thank you, Chris.
I'm going to use that to kind of boost myself
a
little bit here.
All right, here we go.
Because at the same time, J.J. Abrams is still kind of young in the director's realm. He hasn't been around very long, only really since the 90s. Obviously, Steven Spielberg has been around for quite a long time and has been doing this for a very, very long while. So I think
Hitchcock's
there's
not around anymore.
Well, obviously. But I think that kind of sets Spielberg apart from Abrams in a way because of how long he's been doing that. So maybe if we see Abrams doing this for a lot longer, we'll start to see him branch off a little bit more once he gets further on into his career. So I think that's really kind of the difference between
the two.
But
there's no guarantee of that, though. How do you know he's not the type of director that's just going to
disappear?
Stick with,
you can only wait and find out. There's only one way to know.
So you have no way of backing up that he's does different things then.
Basically, but
and I feel like
he might. You just don't know. It's a wait and see game, like a lot of life is in general. Let's be real.
So I know the directors won't be here forever. I mean, obviously Hitchcock's gone, but a lot of movies will stay in the hearts of the people that watched them. And because of those, without those directors, there are no movies, just like Aaron has said.
True.
And a lot of, I would say, Steven Spielberg's movies have a following. And I did a whole segment last semester about cult classic movies, and a lot of them on here, like Jaws and Jurassic Park, and even Saving Private Ryan has like its own special following, like in the history department to like all high schools everywhere. Mm-hmm. So like, they're definitely, these are movies that are going to stay with you forever and have like a special following, like Disney World. Universal has a Jurassic World theme park. Like, it's really kind of cool, where I don't think I'm going to see birds by Hitchcock unless I go to the zoo. But like,
you're definitely not going to see Vertigo.
Oh my gosh. But like,
hey, that could be a cool amusement ride.
No.
But like, another cool thing, because like, I did like how Aaron gave us like pointers on what to look at. So I did look at some of the movies that like, and they're total gross. Out of all of his movies, Jurassic Park was the one that like gained the most like total gross, and it gave over $1 billion, like, and it's still like going kind of thing. So I thought that was really kind of cool that he has his movies are standing out there.
Yeah, that is a good point.
But, I mean, like, the fact that Hitchcock movies are still such a major part of society, culture, whatever you want to call
it.
Are
they though?
Yes, like I said, like, you cannot go.
I mean, unless you watch a certain channel, are you ever going to see them?
Yeah,
I really hate bashing on Hitchcock because I do.
Right.
I am part of that following, but at the same time, like there are like I feel like there's few and fewer of us that follow Hitchcock. A lot of people, like as you mentioned his name, you had two people in this room like groan. Like people are getting tired of Hitchcock, I guess. Because there's
Hitchcock
so many
fatigue.
Because there's so many new directors like Steven Spielberg that are
that
setting the bar
are
high,
inspired and influenced by Hitchcock's work,
which then inspire directors like J.J. Mm-hmm. like Aram. So
yeah,
like,
but they wouldn't have been inspired by Hitchcock if Hitchcock hadn't done the thing, you know.
You're also talking about Hitchcock just came long before any of the other choices today have, so you kind of just have that advantage anyway.
Exactly.
So I don't really know if that's a valid argument in this case.
Well, you can't really argue against it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, things are heating up here on the final round of Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace here on WMCU. We're going to take a quick break, and the war will rage onward after that. You're listening to The Orbit.
Tune in to WMCO 90.7 for all events happening in and around New Concord. The WMCO community calendar keeps you up to date on all the events at 10 till the hour. For a full list of events, go to orbitmediaonline.com and click on the community calendar tab. You can also submit events under the community calendar tab at least 2 weeks in advance.
Every day, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air. College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
The final round of Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace. Welcome back to the final round of Cinema Wars.
Oh my goodness. Please never do that again.
That was a surprise. I have Amanda, Kristen, Anna, our three finals, and we're discussing most versatile of the directors. So we're going to continue that argument. We have Mando with Steven Spielberg, Chris with J.J. Abrams, and Anna with Alfred Hitchcock. So we're going to continue the ride here.
Excuse me,
I couldn't remember his first name. Sorry. Anyway, so we're going to continue that through ride here with whoever wants to start arguing.
Okay, I'm going to go off first this time to bring up a point that I found that actually does back up the point of J.J. Abrams moving on to different genres and making different projects.
All right, let's hear.
He's obviously known so far for sci-fi, action, and adventure. He's going to be moving into the horror realm with the upcoming film titled Overlord, which was announced he's the director for in March of this year. And it's a horror film set in World War II. Or excuse me, no, he's producing it. My bad, I read that wrong. Whoops.
Well,
yeah, I was
thinking
that was really relevant.
Because
I was like looking at it on my Google research. I have like Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane, Super 8. Those are all movies that he's already like. So he's already like in the foot and put his like feet in the water
bit,
in that
yeah.
genre. Well, I guess going away from that.
You tried.
That probably just clinched the loss.
It was a noble attempt, Chris.
I'm
going to
take that out.
I think for making a director being able to do all of these things, like you really know how to work with actors and actresses. So I looked up some of his movies, or if you haven't seen any movies, you like you already know that he's already worked with a lot of big actors. Steven Spielberg, he's worked with Tom Hanks, he's worked with Tom Cruise, Robin Williams in Hook, Harrison Ford, of course, in Indiana Jones, The Strange, Shia LaBeouf, and also in Indiana
Shia
Jones.
LaBeouf is
Shia
LaBeouf.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. And Sean Connery. So, like, he's worked with, like, all these great people that are well-known. And I'm sure Shia wasn't the greatest on set. I mean, you see him now. So, like, he knows how to work with,
I would
with,
love
like,
to work with Shia LaBeouf. I think
like,
that'd be the funnest thing ever. Funnest.
The different kind of actors. And I don't even think... Do you know any of the top actors in any of Hitchcock's...
Yeah, there's Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant.
I was about to say...
I
that's the real test right
that
there
that you guys are like in a class. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's okay. I mean, going off of the whole actors theme, you put out a lot of big names out there. Abrams does have some big names to his credit, too. Has worked with Tom Cruise with Mission Impossible. Worked with Harrison Ford on a couple of different instances. The most recent, obviously, being the Force Awakens. But he also worked with him in the past in regarding Henry. Worked a little bit with Mel Gibson in Forever Young. Just one of those big-time names that really kind of stands out to you in today's actors, working a lot with Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, Zachary Quinto. Obviously, you've got... Yeah, Quinto, that's it. I forgot the U.
Jeez, man.
You had made up great.
It's a long day today, all right? And, I mean, you've also got all of the becoming very popular actresses and actors.
I'm going to pose a question here. Okay. Whether or not you looked it up or not is entirely up to you. But how many of your directors won an Oscar?
Hold on. I have Golden Globes and Best Writer Directors. That's what I have.
I mean, if you don't know, you don't know.
I don't know. All right. But he was nominated for five.
I don't know if I looked up any Oscar awards, but I definitely have. He won the Golden Globe for Best Director in 1999 for Saving Private Ryan. He's won multiple Best Director for Jurassic Park in 1994, 1998. He's Best Director for Indiana Jones and for Best Director of Close Encounters. In 1978, which that movie is actually in a file, like in a, like a vault file that people like, it will never go away.
That is true.
So let me pose a different idea here. So between your three directors, we have three things going on. We have Hitchcock, who inspired
everything,
modern filmmaking. We have Spielberg, who's been around forever and knows what he's doing. And we have JJ, who's a younger director, doing new and exciting things as well. Just kind of contextualizing the differences here.
Well, I mean, the whole question is who is like versatile or like who could do a
versatile,
lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Versatile. And we've already mentioned that, like, I feel like Steven Spielberg has a lot going for him, from going from Saving Private Ryan, action-packed adventure, to The Big Friendly Giant, which is a great kids movie. So like, he could go from genre to genre, and I really think that makes him a really great director, is that he could hit all the spots that enjoys from all different kind of audiences.
Can he though?
Why? Tell me.
Okay, well,
this should be interesting.
I've never really encountered a Spielberg movie that I can think of, and maybe correct me if I'm just being stupid, but
you probably are.
Thanks. But I don't think I've ever seen a Spielberg movie that centers really around, say, like, comedy or romance or horror. What was I thinking of? Was it horror? I don't know.
Well, horror you could put for War of the Worlds
with
aliens.
That's more,
and on the tents. Like, it's on
of.
The fence.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a horror fan, and
but
I love
it's,
the
but
scary
the,
things.
Like, there's some...
The Avengers, of Tintin, it may have Avengers in it, but I've seen it, and it is a hilarious movie. So that could be something that's kind of funny. War Horse is something that's kind of sad and probably touches your heart. So it's not, Lincoln's more of a historical, you could kind of see that most of it could be action, but then you have The Color Purple, which is like...
What's that about? I don't know that one.
The Color Purple is a famous one for like another historical thing.
Oh,
I can't really go too deep into it, but...
Yeah.
You know I mean? Hook is a children, like, a famous, like, so, like, he can hit.
There's your love, though.
There's
your love. Because
what?
Peter Pan loves the kids. Boom.
Thanks again.
Yeah, that was, I said romance, not love. I don't think he's in love with the kids.
You could kind of
There's
say,
different kinds of love, Chris. That
he's
wasn't
in love
what
with
I was going
wife.
For.
I feel like the argument
That's
you're trying
true.
To
that,
make.
That does not, but it's not a central area of the plot. Like, the whole, all of his movies revolve around, like, the. Oh, this is fun, adventure, action.
But I
stuff
can make
like
the same argument towards Hitchcock, how he doesn't go into different genres. So I feel like
but
this
he
argument...
goes into good subgenres. Let's go with that.
Oh, okay.
So like you
For,
can
like,
do
what?
Now
like,
we're getting technical.
Exactly. So we've got you can do like Psycho, which is obviously like slasher horror or whatever. You've got Vertigo, which is mystery kind of. You don't really know what's going on, stuff like that. You've got what?
Just Vertigo.
But am I not wrong? Like, so yeah, you've got that, and you've got The Birds, which is more along like the supernatural area of things. So there's a lot of like stuff within the category that he branches out on. So it's not all suspiciously, what am I talking about? Specifically, the one course of action. It's, you've got horror, mystery, drama, suspense. It does branch out within itself.
I feel like I can do the same argument, though, kind of thing.
Fair enough.
So, like, yeah, because I have Jaws, which at the time, we won't think of it as a horror film, but at the time, people were terrified of Jaws. And, like, Close Encounters was very strange. Like, The Big Friendly Giant, just, like, everything.
That's a fair point. I'll
Catch
give
Me
that.
If You Can has some, like, romance in it as, like, on the, like, on a suspense kind of thing. So, yeah.
Alrighty, well, we're closing in on the end here, so you'll get roughly 30 seconds to give me your final thoughts, starting with Chris.
Oh, you're coming back to me?
Yeah, you've been silenced for a while.
I was letting Amanda take a little bit. Right. She had arguments to make.
Last statement.
In today's world, people are really all about the young up-and-comers. Not to say that Spielberg is not going to be around for a very long time and still doing very good things, but people really love the new, younger, up-and-coming directors, and J.J. Abrams still kind of falls into that category, especially with movies. So I think that's one thing that makes him kind of stand out, is he still has a lot of places to go, and his career is definitely on the up-and-up.
Amanda, final thoughts?
Spielberg is a director that you're going to remember. It is all of his movies are iconic. All of his movies have a great following. When you hear Steven Spielberg is going to direct a movie, you know it's going to be good. You know you're going to like it in some way. He's won several awards. He's worked with several actors that are on the top list. And he could hit not maybe all genres, but genres that really catch people's attention and really drag you in with the characters and fall in love. So that's why I like Steven.
Anna, final thoughts?
Well, with Hitchcock is, as if you will, a founding father in modern-day filmmaking, and these other two directors probably would not be where they are had it not been for his revolutionary ways. And he can expand throughout one specific genre, and he touches on a bunch of different things. Yeah, there you have it.
All right. Well, as I like to say on this show, there can only be one. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we declare the champion out of all of you. And that was actually a very diverse and good argument. So thanks, guys. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. We are the best of the best.
We had a pretty good range there. So between the younger J.J. Abrams, the experience of Steven Spielberg, and the inspiration of Alfred Hitchcock, dun, 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 that is a very intriguing dilemma. But based on argumentation, that's where this is where the rubber really meets the road. Based on argumentation and points made, the truth of the story is, do you want the reasoning or do you just want me to say it?
No, it's up to you. You're the one editing this.
I want to know the reasoning.
All right, we are out of time. So... Anna, you flaked on your opening statement, unfortunately, and you didn't have a whole lot of counterpoints. Between Chris and Amanda, Chris, you shot yourself in the foot on more than one occasion. So the winner is Amanda. Congratulations. Woo! You are the Cinema Wars champion of spring 2017. This has been Cinema Wars on WMCO. I'm DJ Ace, and it has been a pleasure. See you around New Concord.
The war is over. You have your champion. But the war is far from over. There will always be more wars to be waged. Whether it's between friends or foes, the topics of cinema will always be ones of discussion and debate. For your entertainment, this has been Cinema Wars! The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Coming up next is Cinema Central, where our movie enthusiasts discuss everything Star Wars, including the new Last Jedi teaser trailer.